Welcome to On the Record. I'm Michael Hassel, and we're here for our very first interview, which is extremely exciting. And a natural starting point for our first interview will be opening statements. We're joined by my number one mentor in law and also in life, my father, Jim Hassel. Jim is a retired partner from Osler, Hoskin, and Harcourt. He spent 38 years in labor relations and employment law. Jim has conducted hundreds of arbitration hearings as counsel, and he has also acted on boards of arbitration as a panel member, and so he has an appreciation of things from both the perspective of counsel and arbitrator. Jim, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, most welcome.
So as I said, we'd like to talk about opening statements, and arbitration start with an opening statement by each party. How much importance do you put on the opening statements?
I actually attach quite a bit of importance to the opening statement. I think human nature is such that people tend to make up their minds, especially in this day and age, fairly quickly. Now, I know that arbitrators are trained to keep an open mind, but human nature being what it is, and also an opening statement, the arbitrator's at his sort of keenest or her keenest, because this is the first they hear about the case, and they're going to be extremely attentive. And I think we also sort of know that what you hear first often sticks a lot longer than something you might hear in the middle of a case. So I attach a lot of importance to the opening statements. I think it's very helpful if you can get the arbitrator on side and sympathetic to your position. In a tough case where you know you've got a very, your chances of winning are not great, you certainly want the arbitrator to keep an open mind and be open to your position. And so you'd want to give them a good reason to side with you very early on in the case and get them thinking about the case. And at the very least, you want to make sure that an arbitrator understands your case, because so that put the evidence that they start to hear through the case in context, they recognize the relevance of it, they've got, I guess, what you call the big picture. And in a labor arbitrations, often after opening statement, an arbitrator or one of the parties would want to talk about a settlement. So you certainly want the arbitrator, if they're going to be mediating a settlement, to be very sympathetic to your position if you get into some sort of mediation process. So I attach quite a bit of importance to the opening statements. I think a lot of attention should be paid to them by counsel.
With that in mind, and with such important goals right off the bat, many people say that opening statements should be brief and you shouldn't include argument or law. How do you manage that? How do you keep an opening brief statement brief, but still remain effective?
Well, I think that I like to start with, or I recommend starting with, trying to make your position, your story. Let's call it a story. I try to avoid the legalese in opening statement and just tell an interesting and compelling story to the arbitrator. I don't get at a lot of legal argument, and that's where you tend to get cut off by the arbitrator or cautioned about spending too much time on opening statement. But I like to hint at the legal argument and let the arbitrator come to their conclusions. I think that's somewhat more powerful if the arbitrator actually figures out your legal case before you lay it out. But what I tend to do is I watch the arbitrator carefully during the opening statement, and I kind of hint at the legal position. And you could usually tell from the arbitrator's face whether the light bulb's gone on or not. And that's kind of the way I like to get into argument, but lay out the legal position and at the same time keep the opening statement short. I sometimes also like to point out what the other side could have done but didn't. Because remember, there's kind of a good guy, bad guy here, and I always want my client to be the good guy and the others to be the bad guy. And this is also a time I think it should introduce some of the themes or maybe two or three recurring themes to your case and some keywords and phrases that are going to come up later in examination, cross-examination, and argument. Start framing the case the way you want it framed in words that are sort of going to support your position.
And so do you have any suggestions on how to structure an opening statement with all that in mind?
Well, as you said, Mike, it's important to keep it short or brief so you don't get cut off. But if you keep it short, it's highly unlikely that you'll be cut off. I usually start with the facts. This is the first that the arbitrator has heard of the case, other than background preparation and reading that they've done. And you have to organize the facts, though, in a compelling way. And usually it's chronological and making sure that you've answered, you know, the five W's, the who, where, what, when, why, and how. And making sure that then that you get into the key points in your favor, sometimes, as I said, not explicitly, but implicitly. And I think if you've got that far, you've probably accomplished what you want. The question sometimes is whether you get into the other side's case and start knocking it down, or whether you wait and do that in reply or later on. You don't want to obviously build up their position. So really it's that telling a compelling story using the right words and doing it in a very brief manner is the key to an opening statement.
Out of curiosity, would you say there's any differences between an opening statement in a commercial arbitration as opposed to a labor arbitration, or are there many similarities?
There are some. I mean, process-wise, it's a little different, because in a labor arbitration, you always know that the arbitrator may jump in after opening statements and try to get the parties to settle a case. And in a labor arbitration, because the parties do have to live with each other day in and day out, the possibility of settlement discussions after opening statements is much higher, I think, than in a commercial arbitration. And I would say you pull some punches, but you have to be aware of, for example, the politics of the other side. And also, of course, you've often got to pass cases, so you've got an arbitrator who may even be familiar with these with you know, both clients in the past, and may have decided similar cases in the past with these parties. So that can make for some differences as well.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's great to hear your insights on how to put together an opening statement, how to be brief, how to structure it, and how, frankly, how important it is. And so thank you very much for joining us.
Most welcome, Mike.